Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 20, Lord Vishnu's Appearance in the Sacrificial Arena of Maharaj Prithu, Part 1, Verses 1 through 16. Lord Vishnu instructs King Prithu. The great sage Maitreya continued to speak. My dear Vidura, being very much satisfied by the performance of 99 horse sacrifices, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, then appeared on the scene. Accompanying him was King Indra. The Lord of Vaikuntha then began speaking. My dear King Prithu, Indra, the King of Heaven, has disturbed your execution of 100 sacrifices. But now, Indra has come with me to be forgiven by you. Therefore, Amushya Kshantum Arhasi, you ought to excuse him. O King, one who is Sudhiya, advanced in intelligence, and Sadhava, eager to perform welfare activities for others, is considered Nara Uttama, the best among human beings. So an advanced human being is never malicious to others. Those with advanced intelligence are always conscious that this material body is different from the spirit soul. Now, if a personality like you, who are so much advanced because of Vridha Sevaya, executing the instructions of the previous acharyas, is carried away by the influence of my material energy, then all your advancement may be considered simply a waste of time. Those who are in full knowledge of the bodily conception of life, who know that this body is composed of nescience, desires, and activities resulting from illusion, do not become addicted to the body. How can someone who is Buddha, a highly learned person, who has absolutely no affinity for the bodily conception of life, then be affected by the bodily conception in regard to house, children, wealth, and similar other bodily productions? The Paramatma is one, pure, non-material, and self-effulgent. Paramatma is the reservoir of all good qualities and is all-pervading. Paramatma is without material covering and is the witness of all activities. Paramatma is completely distinguished from other living entities and is transcendental to all embodied souls. Although within material nature, one who is thus situated in full knowledge of Paramatma and Atma is never affected by the modes of material nature, for one in knowledge is always situated in my transcendental loving service. My dear King Prithu, when one is situated in one's occupational duty and engages in my loving service without motive for material gain, gradually becomes very satisfied within. When the heart is kaivalyam, cleansed of all material contamination, the devotee's mind becomes broader and transparent and can see things equally. At that stage of life, there is peace, and one is situated equally with me as Sachid Ananda Vigraha. Anyone who knows that this material body made of the five gross elements, the sense organs, the working senses, and the mind, and that the body is simply supervised by the fixed soul, is therefore eligible to be liberated from material bondage, and Apnoti Shobhanam gets all good fortune. My dear king, the constant change of this material world is due to the interaction of the three modes of material nature. The five elements, the senses, the demigods who control the senses, as well as the mind, which is agitated by the spirit soul, all these taken together comprise the body. Since the spirit soul is completely different from this combination of gross and subtle material elements, my devotee who is Mayi Vada Saurida, connected with me in intense friendship and affection, being completely in knowledge, is never agitated by material happiness or distress. My dear heroic king, please keep yourself always equipoised and treat people equally, whether they are greater than you in the intermediate stage or lower than you. And do not be disturbed by temporary distress or happiness. You should fully control your mind and senses. And in this transcendental position, try to execute your duty as king in whatever condition of life you may be posted by my arrangement. For your only duty here is to give protection to the citizens of your kingdom. To give protection to the general mass of people who are citizens of the state is the prescribed occupational duty for a king. And by acting in that way, in his next life, the king shares 1/6 of the result of the pious activities of the citizens. But that king or executive head of state, who simply collects taxes from the citizens, but does not give them proper protection as human beings, then has the results of his own pious activities taken away by the citizens. And in exchange for not giving protection, the king becomes liable for punishment due to the impious activities of his subjects. My dear King Prithu, if you continue to protect the citizens according to the instructions of the learned Brahmana authorities, as they are received by disciplic succession, by hearing from master to disciple, and if you follow the religious principles laid down by them without attachment to ideas manufactured by mental concoction, then every one of your citizens will be happy and they will love you. And very soon, you will be able to see such already liberated personalities as the four Kumaras, Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanandana, and Sanat Kumar. My dear king, I am very captivated by your elevated qualities and excellent behavior, and thus I am very favorably inclined toward you. You may therefore ask from me any benediction you like. One who does not possess elevated qualities and behavior cannot possibly achieve my favor simply by performance of sacrifices, severe austerities, or mystic yoga. However, I always remain equipoised in the heart of one who is also equipoised in all circumstances. Recorded October 7, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Hari Murari He Nata Narayana Vasudeva He Nata Narayana Vasudeva Shri Krishna Govinda Hari Murari Nata Narayana Vasudeva Sri Krishna Govinda Hari Murari Nata Narayana Vasudeva Sri Krishna Govinda Hari Murari He Nata Narayana Vasudeva Sri Krishna Govinda Hari Murari He Nata Narayana Vasudeva He Nata Narayana Vasudeva Sri Krishna Govinda Hari Murari He Nata Narayana Vasudeva Sri Krishna Govinda Hari Murari He Nata Narayana Vasudeva Sri Krishna Govinda Hari Murari He Nata Narayana Vasudeva Sri Krishna Govinda Hari Murari He Nata Narayana Vasudeva Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, 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 Hare, Hare.